Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
Into hour number two of the program. Thanks for sticking with us, spending part of your Friday evening with us. On the way this hour, we are going to, in about 15 minutes or so, we'll talk with Jeremy Warner. He is part of the team. He's actually the publisher, so he's more than part of the team. He's the leader of the team over at the Illini Inquirer. That's part of the 24/7 Sports Network. We'll look forward to Illinois and Ohio State. That is coming up tomorrow. And then later on this hour, the weekly conversation that Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs quarterback, does with our sister station, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City and Carrington Harrison. We tend to play that back for you on Friday nights, and we will certainly do that coming up later on this hour here on KMOX. So, I felt just terrible watching the Phillies-Dodgers and the way it ended yesterday. And if you haven't been following along with the way it ended, they were in the 11th inning of the game, and a young pitcher, Orion Kerkering, made a wild throw past home. It was just a roller to him. He could have just thrown it over to first. It would have sent the game to the next half inning. Instead, he threw home, he threw wide, the Dodgers score, and the Dodgers end up winning by a 2-1 score. Kerkering, he was great in postgame. My heart just went out to him because that's a really tough moment. That's a really, when the season ends, and the truth about it is the Phillies scored one run in 11 innings. They don't lose this game because of him. But the final play was something that was a direct result of a mistake that he made. They should have never been in that spot in the first place. And the Dodgers had one run too. Like, you could say that about either team. And I don't want to make this sound like this is, you know, softball or elementary league, like little league softball is what I'm trying to say, or like element. These are grown men being paid a lot of money to play games at a really high level, and it's not about how you feel. It's about how you perform. I understand that. That's a very clear thing. But we can't forget the fact that they are human beings. And he went through that last night. It was his mistake. Culpability all to him. He made a mistake. His team ended up losing the game. And the direct one-to-one correlation is he makes the mistake. Dodgers win the game. That's what happened. One domino to the next domino. There were dominoes pushed before that, but those are the two dominoes that were right next to each other. He spoke in the post-game media session. He was impacted by it almost to an emotional level. You could tell how much this meant. And it's just a good reminder for all of us that these guys are human beings. I talk about that a lot. Tony La Russa would talk that the man's not machine, man not machine thing that gets quoted all the time when it comes to La Russa. So I don't know. I wanted to mention that for just a second because I was doing Gas House Gang earlier today with Chris Ranji and Mike Claiborne. And I'm sitting in my home office when I was doing that. And I had my TV on MLB Network. And they were just showing that play over and over and over and over and over again. And if you're that guy, MLB Network's probably something that you watch every so often. And just the fact that the mistake that you made gets played over and over and over. And there's a lot of really good things about being a Major League Baseball player. You get to make a lot of money and you get to do something really cool. And most people would trade spots with them no matter what, even if you have to deal with a situation like that. But I just felt bad for him. I felt bad for him when in that moment that the game has to finish in that kind of way. Even Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers, was asked about it. And he was obviously very glad that his team won. But you could tell he didn't want to win that way. He didn't want Kirkering to have that experience himself. Nobody wanted to. Like, that's just something that you don't want to see from a human standpoint. But the Dodgers advance. They seem to be the most likely candidate to get to the World Series from the National League side of things. I think that the Dodgers are better than both the Brewers and Cubs. I've spent a lot of time over the last week talking about the Brewers and Cubs series. I'm incredibly intrigued by this series and by game five of all. Tomorrow's a great sports day. Tomorrow's a fantastic sports day. We'll talk more about all the things that are coming up, but of everything that's going on, you've got college football, you've got hockey, you've got the baseball playoffs, you've got everything. Of everything that's going on tomorrow, honestly, the game that I am most looking forward to and the most intrigued by, it's not that, because I don't really have so much of a rooting interest in it. I want Missouri to beat Alabama. I want Illinois to beat Ohio State. I want the Blues to win tomorrow in Calgary. Like, I have a strong rooting interest in those games. The Brewers-Cubs game, it's not about having a rooting interest in that game. It's about just watching a really compelling storyline of a series come to an end. I always say that when you get into broadcasting, when you do what I do for a living, what you really want to do is you want to tell stories. And that's what we're at the root of everything that we do. It's telling stories. When we're talking about this situation from the Phillies game last night, it's telling the story of that game and about the emotional impact that mistake had on a pitcher. Like, that's what's fun about this job. It's all the stories that go along with it, and the storyline, the narrative that goes along with the Brewers Cubs series is just incredible. It is just absolutely incredible, and it has been it's been fun to watch. Even the not so good stories, talking about the Blues and their very slow start to the season last night. I mentioned when I opened up the show today, I thought Lynn Worthy wrote a fantastic column that ran in the Post-Dispatch and at STL Today, where he made the point, and it's something that had been repeated to us over and over and over and over and over again during training camp for the Blues, that this is a new season. This isn't just a continuation of last season. This isn't just, okay, the Blues had a great finish to the year last year, especially winning all those games at home. This wasn't just a pick up where you left off. It's a brand new season. And that can be repeated to us as many times as it needs to be, but it's still, in many ways, it felt like the start of this season was going to kind of be a continuation of last year. That's how I think a lot of people felt that way. And then you see the way things play out last night for the Blues, and I'm not worried about it. That's not the point that I'm trying to make. There's no concern from me on what the Blues are going to be this season. I think they're going to be very good, and the grand scheme of things, last night them losing in one-sided fashion at home on the home opener, it's a bummer. It's a bummer. But that's the extent of it. It's not, there's no wide-ranging implications to the fact that they lost the way that they did lose last night. And we'll see what they can do tomorrow afternoon. And I saw that Montgomery said that he's hoping that his team comes in with, you know, scowls on their face and they're unhappy about the way things went on opening night. And that's great. They should. You should never be happy when you lose. You should never be happy when you get beat by a wide margin, especially on your home ice and on a special night like you have on opening night, all those things. That's not what you want to have happen. That being said, it's one game. you move forward, and everything's going to be okay. Keeping you up to date, by the way, on the baseball postseason, the Tigers and the Mariners are matched up right now, and they are going to the bottom of the first inning scoreless. The Tigers did not score in the top of the first, and now the Mariners are going to come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. With Scooble on the mound, the Tigers are actually favored in this game. Very rare situation where you have a best of five series in a game five and the home team is not the favored team. But when you've got one of the two or three best pitchers walking the face of the earth, that's what you get if you're the Tigers. I feel like the Mariners are going to win this game. If I had to, I'm not like overly convinced. If the Tigers end up winning, I'm not going to be shocked by that. But if I would have had to make a pick for this game, I would have felt like it's likely to be the Mariners, even with Scooble going for the Tigers. But I love these winner-take-all games. I love the decisive games. Game five in this round, we've got one on the American League side. We've got one on the National League side. It's been a really fun MLB playoffs, and it is continuing tonight with the Tigers-Mariners game that's already underway, and then it will continue tomorrow. By the way, on tomorrow's game, I just saw this a little while ago, neither manager, neither Craig Counsell for the Cubs or Pat Murphy for the Brewers are announcing their starting pitchers for tomorrow. And it sounds like it's going to be a bullpen game for the Brewers, which is not a shocker. They have Jose Quintana ready to go, but it sounds like they are going to not use Quintana and that they would instead go the bullpen game route. And it also sounds like the Cubs might be going the bullpen game route as well. I think Shota Imanaga would be on standard rest. He would be available, but all reports are that they're not going to go with Imanaga in this game, and he's really struggled so far in the postseason. So this is kind of wild that you've got a game five. Each team is off today. Each team's pitching is in perfectly good shape, and you're probably going to have each team going to the bullpen game in a winner-take-all. Just another really compelling part of the story that is the Cubs and the Brewers coming up tomorrow in Milwaukee. All right, we talked about a bunch of different things in that segment. We'll focus back in. We'll talk Illini football. They've got a great, great opportunity in their game that's going to be coming up tomorrow as they welcome in number one Ohio State. When we return, we are going to talk with Jeremy Werner from the Illini Inquirer. He's going to join us in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. You are locked to a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. There's a handful of big games in college football tomorrow, and one of them going to be happening just down the road in Champaign as the number 17 Fighting Illini have a great opportunity in front of them. They match up against number 1 Ohio State. And to preview that, we'll find out if the Fighting Illini have a shot tomorrow. Let's welcome in right now from Illini Inquirer, which is part of the 24/7 Sports Network. It is Jeremy Warner. You follow him on Twitter at jwarner247. Jeremy, thanks for taking some time. How are you?
Doing well, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's just start with the big question. Does Illinois have a chance against Ohio State tomorrow?
Sure, they have a chance. They're the number 17 ranked team in the country. They're a good team. Are they a great team? That remains to be seen. They certainly weren't at Indiana, their first opportunity. They're clearly not as talented as Ohio State, right? I mean, Ohio State is full of 4 and 5 stars. They have dozens of NFL future draft picks on their roster. Their defensive line is all 4 and 5 star prospects. Their quarterback's a former 5-star prospect. They have one of the best wide receiver prospects we've ever seen in Jeremiah Smith. This is a huge task. Illinois is, 14, 15-point underdogs for a reason. You probably could up that number, in my opinion, just based on how well Ohio State has played. Plus, they're really well coached. I mean, I give Ryan Day a lot of credit. They've experienced a lot of turnover this offseason, both coordinators, their quarterback, 14 NFL draft picks, and they just picked up where they left off. So, yeah, this is a monumental task. Does Illinois have a chance? Yes, but they have to play their best game that they have played, and they have not played a complete game yet. And they need Ohio State to make some mistakes. So it's a long shot, but it's a huge opportunity for this program. There's really nothing to lose and everything to gain for this program, both when it comes to this season and the future of the program under Brett Bielema. So I think Illinois is going to come out loose because of that, and we'll see if they can put on any pressure on Ohio State that really hasn't felt a lot of that outside of the Texas game. So great opportunity. We'll see how they come out. They got to get a strong start to even have a chance, obviously.
How key is just this, because they went to Indiana and they lost that game in very one-sided fashion. They didn't put up their best performance for sure against Indiana. You would think that those two teams play again and it'd be a little bit tighter, but now they get a really good team at home. What just the impact of being at home, playing in front of their own fans, how much of an impact can that have and maybe help them out a little bit?
Yeah, the difference of playing at home now for Illinois is they actually have a home field advantage. Brett Bielema was talked about when he got here. There wasn't. I mean, it was really 30-something thousand fans in his first year under Lovie Smith. There were some games where the turnstiles were 12,000 fans. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a morgue here in certain games. So they really didn't put any pressure on opponents. So, you know, Ohio State has been to Washington. That's a great road environment, and they played extremely well there. So I don't think they'll be terrified by it, but I do think there's going to be a lot of energy at the start of that game. And can Illinois use that? They did it great against the USC game, which was right after Indiana, right? They came out, played well right off the bat, built a lot of confidence, and that carried the day. So home field advantage is there. But Ohio State can silence that pretty quickly if Illinois doesn't execute early in the game. But if you do, then you put some pressure on Ohio State. You put some pressure on a quarterback in Julian Sain, who's been really impressive so far this year. But this is still his first year as a starter. Illinois is the first or second best team Ohio State has played, along with probably Texas, even though Texas's offense isn't very good. So, and you have a quarterback who's made a lot of plays. So I think it's really important for them to get off to a good start. But this is a different crowd. Brett Bielema has kind of awoken the sleeping giant here for Illinois with this passionate fan base. You know, Chicago, Indy, St. Louis, so close. It's one of the biggest alumni bases in the Big Ten. And those fans are showing up. So, if you give them a reason to believe in that first quarter, I think that can carry you for the first half.
I was going to ask you about the quarterbacks, because we always do the thing where we compare quarterbacks. They don't actually play against each other. They're on the field at different times. But I think it's fun to look at in this one, because you do have a young guy at Ohio State who's really, really good and has put up big numbers, but again, is fairly young. And then you got Altmaier, who is the veteran guy. When you look at these two individuals and their profiles being so different, who's got the advantage there?
Well, I think Sain's got the advantage because he has the talent around him, right? His offensive line has protected him really well. Ohio State's run game isn't great, but it's been more consistent than Illinois', and he has the best receiving crew in the country. Jeremiah Smith's probably going to be, you know, if not the number one pick in 2027, the number two and number three pick based on the quarterbacks. And then Carnell Tate's probably a first-round draft pick, a Chicago kid that is unbelievable. Max Clair is going to be potentially a top 50 NFL draft pick, and you just go up and down the line. He's got a lot around him. Luke Altmaier is not barren of people around him. Hank Beatty's turned into a star. He's turned into a guy who could be an all-purpose All-American in that role. He's an all-Big Ten receiver. Colin Dixon has really emerged. They got a good group of running backs. But the offensive line has been inconsistent. It's a veteran group, but they've just been a little bit inconsistent. They're starting to put it together a little bit. But Altmaier, if you get this game in the fourth quarter, I'll side with Altmaier.
Okay.
Because that's where he has been unbelievable. But can you get it to the fourth quarter? Altmaier's been one of the clutchest quarterbacks in the country. He's had six comebacks in the last couple minutes in overtime over the last 2 years. Illinois 6-1 in one score games, mostly because of what Altmaier has done. So you got to give him that chance. You got to protect him. You got to run the ball. You got to be able to control the clock a little bit in this game to limit Ohio State's possessions. Those are all big ifs, right, against this kind of Ohio State team. Julian Sain's really good. I mean, he's a five-star prospect for a reason. He's incredibly accurate. He's incredibly poised. Reminds me a lot of how Tommy DeVito was for Illinois. Only Sain's a redshirt freshman, and Tommy DeVito was a sixth-year senior that year. So I think I'm very high on him. He's a great point guard for what they do. But Altmaier certainly has the advantage and experience. Just got to give him a chance in the fourth quarter.
You mentioned Hank Beatty, and he had a huge game last week against Purdue. Altmaier throwing for the 390 yards, and 186 of it went to him. Do you suspect that from an Ohio State standpoint, they're keen in defensively on that Altmaier to Beatty connection? Is that their number one key to try to slow down Illinois?
I think their number one key is make sure they don't run the ball and rush the passer, because Illinois has really struggled to handle pressure. And when they get in the third and long, they've been not been able to handle it, whether it's the offensive line communicating, the tight ends and running backs blocking, or Luke Altmaier just making some quick decisions to get the ball out. So that's been really difficult for Illinois. So I think if Ohio State forces Illinois into third and longs, they can really feast. I mean, Arvell Reese is kind of a Micah Parsons-type prospect. They had to kind of line him up everywhere on the defense. Their defensive line is full of NFL guys. Someone's got to have some first down success, get the ball out quickly, get it to your running backs, get it to your tight ends, get it to Bay Dixon on some screen passes, and then be able to run the ball a little bit. Maybe it's not a dominant performance, but just to get Luke Altmaier in some of those third and shorts so you can prolong these drives, have some better chances. But yeah, Beatty's a great player, but Ohio State's got pretty good players guarding him too, so I don't know if they're going to key too much. I think they just want to put as much pressure as possible on Luke Altmaier so that he can't pick them apart.
Last thing for you, we're talking with Jeremy Warner from the Illini Inquirer. You look at the schedule the rest of the way, and right now, none of the remaining opponents are ranked for Illinois. And if they end up losing this game and they're a two-loss Big Ten team, you feel like there's a pathway to the college football playoff, that's not an impossibility. Is there some importance, even if they can't win this game against Ohio State, just because you're not going to have a lot of great opportunities to really impress against great teams the rest of the way? Is there just importance to this game in kind of showing who you are, even if it's not a win?
Absolutely. Illinois has to show, after that 53-point loss at Indiana, that it can compete with one of the best teams in the country. Because even if you go 10-2 and you have a win against a USC team that I think is going to be ranked at the end of the year, a win against Duke that I think that win is going to age well, it already is aging well, and a win at Washington, I think Washington's a good team, and I think they could be receiving votes. You know, I'm not chalking that one up for a win for Illinois yet, so... But if you do win out after this, and I think they'll be favored in four of their final five games, then yes, you need to show you can stay make this a four-quarter game, be in the hunt, kind of like they were last year at Penn State. It was 14-7 with 5 minutes left. You know, Illinois didn't play all that well. Penn State kind of dominated that game, but they kind of hung around and had a chance to win. I didn't think that was a bad loss in Happy Valley. But in this game, yeah, you got to make it close. You got to show that you can compete and have a chance. Because if you lose by 30 points, even if you go 10-2 and have some good wins like USC and Washington and Duke, I don't know how the committee sits there and goes, yeah, we're going to put this team in and they're going to have a chance. They wouldn't have showed that against two playoff caliber teams in Ohio State and Indiana. So, yes, I do feel it's really important for Illinois to show they can be competitive.
He is Jeremy Warner. You can he's publisher at of the Illini Inquirer, IlliniInquirer.com. That's part of the 24/7 Sports Network. So if you subscribe, you get all the access to 24/7 Sports when it comes to recruiting and all the various team sites. 24/7 Sports, the absolute best when it comes to that. So you get a lot for that subscription. Really appreciate you taking some time. Hopefully it's a good one tomorrow, and we look forward to talking to you again down the line.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Very good. That's Jeremy Warner joining us on the program. We appreciate him spending a few moments with us. It's going to be a fun day tomorrow on college football. I know people in this area are bummed out by the fact that both Illinois and Missouri are kicking off at the exact same time. Missouri is going to be an 11 a.m. kickoff, and Illinois is going to be an 11 a.m. kickoff as well. You'd like it if those games were staggered a little bit. Those are the two of the three big games in college football, the other being Indiana and Oregon. That game is going to kick at 2:30 tomorrow. So that's the game that comes up afterwards. Those are your three games that are involving two top 25 teams playing against each other, but it should be a pretty good day. There's some other interesting games, even if not both teams are in the top 25. We're going to take a break, and when we return, we are going to hear from Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, his weekly conversation, courtesy of 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. That's up next here on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back in. It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We have reached that time of the week where we always listen in to a conversation that Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes had with our sister station in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan, and specifically with their afternoon host, Carrington Harrison. Always enjoy being able to listen to Mahomes talk. Obviously, from a Chiefs standpoint, it hasn't quite gone the way they would like it to go so far. They're coming off a somewhat unexpected loss to the Jaguars this past weekend, and now they've got the Sunday nighter coming up when they take on the Detroit Lions. As they opened up the conversation, Mahomes talked a little bit about the Monday night countdown conversation. He was able to be alongside of Travis Kelce and their coach Andy Reid. They were talking with Jason Kelce, Travis's brother, and just that experience of that whole group being able to be together.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool. I mean, obviously those are guys that are going to be in Canton one day, and to be able to have conversations with them, and obviously they're all friends of mine, and so really cool just to get the inside. And obviously the stuff on camera is awesome, but the stuff behind the scenes is even better. And so honored to call them friends, and my coach and my teammate.
I went back and looked this up. Do you remember your first Sunday night football game at Arrowhead? Because I completely forgot when it was. Do you remember it?
No, only one I can think of is like the Bengals one. I don't know if that was the first one, though. That was one of the early ones in my career.
That was your first. You guys won 45-10. I looked this up. You threw for 4 touchdown passes. Kareem Hunt led you guys in rushing, and Travis Kelce led you guys in receiving. This was in your first year as a starter in 2018. Kareem Hunt leading you guys in rushing and Travis Kelce leading you guys in receiving. Some things never change.
Yeah, no. I mean, we've had a good run, so yeah, I mean, obviously that was a good night, so hopefully we can do something to replicate that. But I mean, we're going up against a great Lions team, so I think it'll be a tough challenge for us, but we're excited for it.
You talked about this before, that 3:25 is your favorite time, but what is it like to play under the lights at night at Arrowhead?
It's really cool. I mean, obviously the fans and like how loud they are and how passionate they are. But I think just the stadium and just being in the stadium and the whole environment. I mean, you can feel the history of the game. You can feel the history of the stadium. And so to be able to come out of the tunnel and be at Arrowhead, a night game, it's a thing that I'll never get tired of, and something that I'll cherish those memories later on in life.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick, I feel like we were in the exact same place the last time that you guys were in a home game. You guys were 1-2, and it was the difference in being 2-2 and then 1-3. I feel like we're in the exact same place heading into this matchup against the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're going up against another good football team, and a game that we really need to win. And so it's going to take us just being the best that we could possibly be. I think we've done it in spurts throughout the regular season so far, but we got to be better at being consistent through an entire game from the beginning to the end, and that's what it's going to take in order to win this football game.
What is it about the Lions' offense that makes them so dynamic?
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of great players, and they have a really good scheme. So, I mean, I think they do a great job. I mean, obviously, they can run the ball, they can pass the ball. Jared's done a great job of distributing the ball to all their different playmakers, and when you have that many good players and that good of a scheme, it's hard to account for, and they've done a good job of that these last few years.
Is it frustrating for you to see the improvements and growth that you guys have had in the team, but maybe not that being reflective in the record? I think the offense has had a great transformation over the course of the season so far, but you guys sit here in 2-3. Is it frustrating to see the progress that you guys are having on a day-to-day basis, but that not being reflective in the record?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it's just frustrating to lose in general. So, I mean, I think obviously all you can do is continue to get better and better. But more than that, I think obviously we've done a lot of things positively offensively, but we got to make the winning plays. If you look at all our losses, if it's the interceptions down in the red zone or a couple plays here and there, we haven't made those winning plays offensively. And so I think that's something that we can improve on. And if we do that, I think with how we're playing offensively, the rest of the way, that we can be a high-powered offense and help take pressure off our defense so they can go out there and do what they need to do.
You personally, and you, a lot of guys on your team, you've been through the ups and downs of a season, so I don't think that you personally are in a panic mode. How are you keeping guys kind of even keel that haven't been through the battles, haven't been through the ups and downs, that just because we're 2-3, there's still obviously a lot of time to turn this thing around?
Yeah, I mean, all you can do is focus on the day. You know, we've kind of had all types of different seasons over my tenure, but we've always figured it out at some point. And so We're going to go to work like we always do, try to keep up the intensity, get better at executing and cleaning up the penalties and the little things that we've done throughout the beginning of this year. At the end of the day, man, we got to go out there and just execute and go out there and prove it on Sundays. And we haven't been able to make those winning plays, and we got to find a way to make those plays. And all we can do is focus on today's practice and focus on this week against the Lions.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick, let's go back to the Monday night game. Can you take us through the interception? Can you take us through what you saw? Can you take us through the play?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they were in a kind of a cover zero type look, and we had after just film and stuff like that, when they gotten inside that 5-10 yard area, they haven't shown what we call poppers, where guys blitz and then they pop back out, and that's something that they did more in the field, and so we were alert for that in the field. But obviously, I got to the check that I believe was going to be the right play, and even though that I hadn't seen it on film, I got to still see the throw before I throw it. So I got to the check and got Juju wide open, and we thought they might do what they did, which is two guys take one of our receivers. But you got to still see the guy in front of Juju and try to progress to the next route. So obviously you can't make that mistake in that type of game. And then after that, I got to find a way to get him down on a tackle or slow him down for my teammates to get there and make that tackle, because that was a 14-point swing, and it obviously was costly, and it kind of cost us the game.
I was going to ask you about that tackle. What are you advised to do in this situation? Obviously, you're a very important player. No one wants you to get injured on that play. Are you trying to bring him down? Are you trying to slow him down, push him out of bounds? Like, what's your thought process when that's happening?
No, I mean, I've never been advised anything else other than get the guy down. I mean, I'm a football player at the end of the day, and I made the mistake, so I got to find a way to make the tackle. And he got me with a good move, and I wasn't able to get anything on him to slow him down enough for the other guys to get there. But when you're kind of in that quarterback position on interceptions, it's kind of like playing safety. You're kind of the last line of defense, and if you don't make the play, you got to at least slow him down for others to get there to make the play.
Patrick, I don't feel like a lot of people are going to reference this, and I get it. You guys lost the game, but the drive that you guys put together for your last offensive drive, where you got a complete, you know, set of time, that was like a really good drive. What do you think made that drive so successful?
Yeah, I think guys just accepted the challenge. You know, we've been in those situations before, but it was good to see guys accept the challenge of kind of dealing with some of the adversity that we had dealt with the interceptions and the stalling out drives that we had in that second half, and guys just step up and say, we need a touchdown, let's go get a touchdown. And we did a great job. The offensive line did a great job protecting in that situation. The guys got open down the field, and then we didn't hurt ourselves with penalties or anything like that. So that showcases what we can be, but we got to do that more consistently throughout an entire game.
I feel like watching a lot of these shows that you've been featured in, I've seen you train, I know the kind of work that you put in, and when you had that run where you get away from the defense, I felt like I had that one Leonardo DiCaprio gif, like, ooh, I've seen him work on that before.
Yeah, no, I prepare for this stuff, and I know I might not be like the number one rusher or anything like that, but I always prepare myself that I can get out of trouble if I need to, and whenever it's called for, I try to use my legs and use my mobility to go out there and make things happen.
Talking to Patrick Mahomes here for a couple more minutes. Patrick, what do you make of the AFC right now and the amount of parity that appears to exist? Also in the division, this feels like you guys are in the middle of a very difficult race with three teams that could possibly win this thing.
Yeah, I think the AFC just in general, really in the NFL just in general, I mean, there's so much parity, and Coach Reed says it like every year, but he's been huge on it. And all these games come down to one score games for the most part, and it's about who can execute at the higher level and win those games. And we've done a good job of doing that throughout our my career here, but we haven't done that this year, and that's the difference of being in a place that you want to be in, and then being in a place where you don't want to be. And so we got to be better at these one score games, finding ways to win the game. And that comes with execution, and we got to continue to get better and better at that sooner rather than later.
You and I haven't really got a chance to talk about it. Your thoughts on the kickoff rule, are you a fan of it? Do you like it? Do you not like it? What do you make of the new kickoff rules?
It just is what it is. I'm not really partial either way. I'm just kind of just play the game and however the rules represent it. The rules are always changing a little bit here and there, and they're trying to make football safe, the safest they can be, but also keep the integrity of the game, and I just play it with whatever the rules are when I show up that season.
Yeah, I was just curious, I guess, how it affects offenses, because, you know, one mistake, the ball can be on the 40-yard line, and just starting the ball on the 40-yard line is just such a tremendous advantage. I was just curious, from an offensive perspective, how do you guys attack it with field position being so different this year?
Yeah, I mean, I just play well with wherever we end up at. You know, I think it makes special teams important. I mean, that's more important than maybe these last few years with the kickoffs kind of going through the back of the end zone. So I think it makes you have to execute high on special teams, and I feel like we have one of the best special teams out there, and I'm sure they're going to clean some stuff up from this last week, but overall I feel like it's an advantage for us as far as the kickoffs and the returners that we have and the coaches that we have, that we can use that to our advantage. We just got to be better than we were this last week.
Last two things here. As you guys begin a new week, as you guys begin a practice week, what's your mindset going into a very important home game for you guys and a very important home stretch with three straight home games?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of time to go. I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, we've gotten three losses now, and like you said, it's a very tight, contested division and AFC, and so there's no more waiting around. We're playing a really good football team this week that plays extremely hard, and we know it's gonna be a great challenge. But we gotta match the intensity. We gotta match the opportunity and go out there and find a way to win the football game no matter what it takes.
I'll get you out of here with this last question. One of the big talking points on the show from fans yesterday was about Chris Jones on the final defensive play of the game. I'm curious, just as one of the leaders and he also being one of the leaders on the team, how do you guys talk about accountability? How do you guys hold each other accountable in those situations?
Yeah, I mean, I believe in Chris Jones no matter what, man. He's done so much for this team and for this organization, being a leader, and I think people don't even understand how much of a leader he is on this team. But he's a guy that's kind of made us go throughout my career, and I know in big moments he's going to make big plays. And so people always look back and see stuff after losses and stuff like that, and they judge that stuff, but I judge the guy and the character he brings into the building every single day.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. They are on Sunday Night Football this week against the Detroit Lions. Patrick, man, really appreciate your time. Catch up with you next week.
Yeah, appreciate you.
That is Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes talking on our sister station, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, with host Carrington Harrison. We always appreciate them providing that interview for us. We do have Chiefs football coming up on Sunday night. They are going to take on the Detroit Lions, and you'll be able to hear coverage right here on St. Louis's home for Chiefs football, KMOX. One more break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up this edition of the program. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Back at it for just a few minutes here on KMOX, wrapping up this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line. Thanks to everybody who joined us on the program as we get set for, this is going to be an awesome sports weekend, specifically an awesome sports Saturday. When you think about the various college football games that are going to be going on Saturday, we talked a lot about them on the show today. The Missouri-Alabama game, and then the Illinois-Ohio State game. Lots of excitement about that. You also have Oregon in action against Indiana. So I think those, when you look at the entire selection of games that are going to be going on this weekend, those are probably the games that most jump out at me. But those, especially with Indiana's kind of local. They're not too terribly far down the road. And it seems like a lot of us here at KMOX kind of have a fond place in our heart for Indiana because of Tom Ackerman and how much he certainly loves them, having gone to school there. But yeah, I mean, from a local standpoint, you have Missouri and Alabama, you have Illinois and Ohio State, and a lot of excitement around those games. Even some of the other games, not a lot of other action involving two top 25 teams, but Texas, Oklahoma, that always has something to it for sure. To be cliche, that's one of those where you kind of throw the records out. But yeah, those three games with amongst teams, ranked teams going against each other, Indiana, Oregon, Alabama, Missouri, Illinois, Ohio State, looks awesome. So those are Ohio State, Illinois kicks off at 11. Missouri, Alabama will kick off at 11. And then the Indiana, Oregon game is going to be a 2:30 start. When it comes to the St. Louis Blues, they're playing their second game of the year on Saturday. That's going to be a 3:00 puck drop as they match up against Calgary on the road. So that takes care of the middle part of your day. You got college football with Missouri and Illinois playing in the first part of the day in the 11:00 window. Then those get over. You can still watch college football, or you can think hockey, and you can go to Blues and Flames. And then the day is going to wrap up with what I think is, from my perspective, I think a lot of baseball fans in St. Louis feel the same way. Man, this, and I know we've talked about it a little bit during the show today, but this Cubs-Brewers game,
just the implications of this from a theater standpoint, from a narrative standpoint, from a storyline standpoint. This is fantastic. With the Brewers having won the first two games, Cubs come back, win two in a row. They're going back to Milwaukee. You've got the Craig Counsell factor. You've got the fact that the Brewers have certainly struggled in the playoffs here in recent years. The two cities separated by an hour and a half or so. There's going to be a lot of Cubs fans in the house at American Family Field in Milwaukee on Saturday night. So that's going to be a fun one to watch for sure. So there's your sports day on Saturday. What a great sports day on Saturday. It's not just all college football all day long or anything like that. You're going to be able to really enjoy some football, some hockey, and some baseball, and call it a day, and it's going to be fun to enjoy that. So hopefully you're able to partake in at least some of that coming up tomorrow. Again, that is it for the program today. Thanks so much for being tuned in. Indeed, have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you again coming up on Monday right here on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.